Welcome to Not So Different, a podcast from the Center for Biosimilars. I'm your host, Assistant Editor Skylar Jeremias. Many physicians are wary about prescribing biosimilars, worrying that they are not as safe and effective as the reference products. Additionally, fears could be worsened as there have been disturbing accounts of patients developing serious medical conditions as a result of switching insulin products. However, study results presented at the American Diabetes Association's 80th Scientific Sessions online conference concluded that increased risks of hypo and hyperglycemia as a result of switching from insulin degludec, or IDEG, to another insulin stem from physicians administering inappropriate doses when switching entire insulin products. Investigators believe this is a consequence of physicians having a poor understanding of the pharmacodynamics and pharmacokinetics of IDEG. We sat down with Dr. Jing Chao, an assistant professor of medicine and metabolism, endocrinology and nutrition at the University of Washington in Seattle, and one of the lead investigators of this study, to discuss the findings of this study, as well as how biosimilar insulins could pave the way for increased patient access. So, Dr. Chao, there are currently several companies looking to make insulin biosimilars in order to compete against the dominant brands and bring down prices. Could you tell us your thoughts on those products potentially coming to the market?
So, insulin pricing has been a huge problem, leading to patients unable to afford some type of insulin or virtually all insulin except for NPH insulin or the premix insulin, which creates a huge problem because patients with type 1 diabetes or pancreatic diabetes, they really cannot survive without insulin. And when you restrict their use of insulin to NPH or the premix insulin, that also poses concerns regarding higher incidence of hypoglycemia and hyperglycemia due to mismatch between their food intake and the insulin's mechanism of action. So I am looking forward to the biosimilar insulins to provide more competition in terms of the insulin pricing and providing better access of insulin to patients who really need to use them.
What is your current confidence level with biosimilar insulins at the moment?
You know, I think the Basaglar actually has performed really, really well compared to insulin glargine. So I do feel really comfortable making those two interchangeable. I have not had too much experience using the Admelog, which is the similar insulin to Humalog. And the reason for that is because it's a relatively newer biosimilar insulin. And also my main practice of medicine is in the hospital. So I'm restricted to what we have on the hospital's formulary, which is insulin glargine. We have insulin lispro on the formulary, even though we also have access to insulin aspart. And then we have access to NPH and regular insulin. That's pretty much it.
What should physicians know about your study, and what do you hope it will accomplish?
So, to summarize, we found that the clinicians practice transitioning from home insulin degludec to hospital insulin glargine upon admission. The practice is highly variable, showing that there is a knowledge deficiency regarding to the pharmacodynamics and pharmacokinetics of insulin degludec. So what we're hoping to get out is that upon admission, when clinicians identify that patients have been taking insulin degludec at home, then they really need to think about the PK and PD of this insulin, and then also assess whether a patient had been on a reasonable dose of basal insulin at home to begin with. Based on their understanding of the PK and PD of this insulin and assessing patients' adequacy of the basal insulin at home, they then need to look at several factors, including whether patients eating or not eating upon admission. Have the patients experienced a decline in their renal function? Because if their renal functions declined, then they're going to hang on to other types of insulin for longer, not degludec. Degludec is actually not renally excreted, but even though degludec is not renally excreted, other insulin administered in the hospital will be dependent on renal function.
Can you tell us about what guidelines are needed for insulin products as of right now?
Yes, so we're hoping prospective trials could be conducted to take a better look at the transition to determine the recommendations on how much insulin glargine to give at what point of their patient's hospitalization that will ensure patient's safety during this complicated transition.
Well, Dr. Chow, thank you for sharing your insights with us.
Thank you.
And thank you to our listeners for tuning in to this episode of Not So Different. You can find additional information in the show notes. And until next time, you can visit us at centerforbiosimilars.com.